With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Justice Department says a key participant in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. compound in Benghazi, Libya, has been taken into custody and will be prosecuted in connection with a rampage that killed four Americans. FBI Director Kash Patel says this capture sends the world a message.
If you kill an American citizen in an act of terrorism, we will hunt you down. We will bring you to justice, and you will face justice here in America, not in another court and not in any other proceeding around the world, but here. You killed our own, so we are going to take it to the streets to make sure you are held accountable.
Zubair al-Bakush was identified by officials yesterday as a member of an extremist militia in Libya. Poisonous death cap mushrooms have killed several people in California.
The California Department of Public Health says at least three people have died. Three others have required liver transplants after eating death cap mushrooms. They are easily confused with safe edible mushrooms. There has been a lot of rain in California, and it means a bigger supply of mushrooms. Many who got medical attention suffered from rapidly evolving acute liver injury and liver failure. These people range in age from 19 months to 67 years old. Treatment is more difficult once the symptoms start. Experts say whether raw, dried, or cooked, don't eat death cap mushrooms. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump said the United States had very good talks on Iran and said more were planned for early next week, but he kept up the pressure, warning that if the country doesn't make a deal over its nuclear program, the consequences will be very steep. The family of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie renewing their plea for their mother's kidnapper to contact them. Guthrie's brother, Cameron, posting a second plea on social media on behalf of the family. The message came hours after Pima County Sheriff said investigators don't have proof that she still may be alive. This is SRN News. Author J.K. Rowling is getting the last laugh.
The author of the Harry Potter books has been campaigning against transgenderism for years and has been vilified for it. But with the jury award of $2 million to a New York woman who regrets her sex change operation, Rowling says the tide has turned. Writing on X, she says, quote, "This will go down in history as one of the worst medical scandals of all time. Adults sold troubled young people the idea that all of their trauma would be resolved by removing healthy body parts." Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious persecution is an underreported aspect of the Russian-Ukraine war. International Christian Concern points out that amidst the fighting, Christ followers have been caught in the crosshairs as stories of the Russian government mistreating Protestant Christians in Ukraine, restricting the Ukrainian Orthodox Church has been reported. The United Nations has joined religious freedom ministries in expressing concern about the levels of persecution in both countries. This is SRN News. After once soaring to over $100,000, Bitcoin has taken a very serious hit lately. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
The price of Bitcoin has continued its month-long slide, even after the White House hosted banks and cryptocurrency companies this week, seeking common ground on pending legislation that would regulate stablecoins. Bitcoin dipped below $64,000 and has lost nearly half of its value since October 6, when it hit a record high of over $126,000. After Trump's 2024 election win, Bitcoin prices chugged even higher, as Trump strongly backed cryptocurrencies. Those gains have now been erased. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Bitcoin rose back above $70,000 yesterday to halt its weeks-long plunge, at least for now. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.